the community concerned about the process and is looking at how that process can be more transparent and accessible to you. Minister, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Good, thank you. You say you're looking at making the DAP process more transparent and accessible. How?
Yeah, we're still working through that, but I think there are a number of issues. There's basically having access to the information, which I think many residents are frustrated with. There's also a better understanding of what's happening in meetings, and I think, again, people are quite concerned. Better also management of the meetings, more consistency in location and time frame, and more generally, the ability to be consulted more in the process. So they're the issues we're looking at. We don't have all the answers yet, but we're continuing to work on that. One thing that's happening in the next week or so, there'll be a new online map that has been developed to allow residents to understand DAP applications. So that's one move to try and improve the transparency.
So people will have a better idea where future development plans might be in play.
Yeah, they can search and find planning applications in their local area with a new map that's going to be released, a new online map that will be released later this week. That's just one part of it. I understand people's frustrations, but there's a number of elements to this. There's what councils do at their local planning scheme stage and making sure that residents actually understand what's permissible in their area. And I think fundamentally, Jeff, that's the key part here, is that we all live in our houses, but I think many of us don't actually realise what is permissible and what's around the corner or across the road. So there's also that process too that I want to start talking to councils about, because there's local planning schemes that pretty much define what is permissible and allowable in your area. So it may not mean that the service station's there, but it may mean that it's permissible, but people don't understand that. So I think we also need to make sure we're all informed earlier on to understand exactly what is the environment we're living in and how we can change that earlier on through the council local planning scheme process.
Okay, I'm going to be talking about service stations in just a few moments. If we're looking at reform, we have to then look at the circumstances in which DAP decisions get made. At the moment, in metropolitan Perth, any project over $20 million goes to DAP. If I'm a developer with a project over $2 million, I can still choose to lodge my application with DAP rather than the local council. Doesn't that really seriously limit the input of local councils and then, by definition, the ratepayers?
Look, to a point on the specific development application, but like I said, there's local planning schemes that pretty much define what is permissible in areas, and then people have to work broader within that scheme or within that scheme. So there's two components here. First of all, what is permissible? So what should this area look like, and what development generally should this facilitate? And then there's a specific proposal, and a lot of the DAP is really looking at the specific proposal at the end of the system. So there's two parts of this. It's also making sure that people are aware of what is permissible, making sure that councils are updating their schemes to reflect the community feeling. And what we're seeing in a lot of instances, we're seeing some councils being quite progressive and updating schemes to allow, let's say, for example, some mixed-use development somewhere, but retaining the suburban block somewhere else. So it's about making sure, too, that councils are working with the community at the front end to ensure that their local planning schemes reflect what they and the community believe is appropriate.
My guest is the Planning Minister, Rita Saffiotti. It's 22 minutes to 9 o'clock, 1300 222 720. Minister, the other day we cited an example of an application to build a service station on Great Eastern Highway that would create significant truck access, and the estimate is that there would be more than 2,000 truck movements a day through this new station, and that would also send those trucks into a residential street to, I assume, turn around. Now, in a moment, you'll hear from a resident, but here's the Mayor of Belmont expressing Council's very significant reservation about why a service station is even required there.
This will be the seventh service station within 2.5 kilometres of that section of Great Eastern Highway. Now, and that's stretching it out. We've got, I think it's five within half a kilometre, so they're almost stacked up alongside each other. We passed a motion in council to stop this happening. We took it to the Planning Commission. The Planning Commission took it to the Minister, but the Minister was against any sort of straight control over them in that respect. And it's not just Belmont. There are a lot of service stations just being built clusters of them, one would say.
That was Phil Marks. He was referring to the previous minister. But yep. Rita Sappiotti, be it a service station or a fast food outlet next to a church in Mundaring, or a residential property development in South Perth, where in January we learned of residents in apartments there effectively having their balconies walled in because of a new complex approved for next door. Aren't these projects being green-lighted with the interests of the developer uppermost in mind?
Well, just on this, the service station was supported by council, and also in relation to this, it's actually permissible under the local planning scheme. So that's an issue in relation to what council was doing. Now, in relation to the specific point about restricting the number of service stations along Great Eastern Highway, that was something put, as I understand, that the mayor said to the previous minister, and I'll get further feedback on that. But the issue here is councils having these permissible land uses in their schemes in the first place, and I think that's what a key issue is, that the community and council have to work better to have schemes that reflect what people want, and also to allow that the mixed use, the density, but also that front end, the schemes need to reflect better, and people need to be better informed of what's permissible in the area too, and I think that's a problem.
What about the makeup of the DAP? Five members of which, only two are from the local council, three others chosen by government. It's an outsider knows best, isn't it?
The composition's always been an issue of discussion. We committed not to change that composition in the election, but we are looking, and we've got a number of issues in front of us, as in the appointment of the DAP members, and I think that's always going to be an issue, is to make sure that we get the best members that reflect the balanced outcome that we want in the community.
Absolutely, because the other question, I don't know if you can answer this, is how many of those members are from the industry being regulated? So, again, those questions about... where is self-interest here? And if it's a 3-v-2, the three wins pretty much all the time.
Yeah, look, there's a genuine concern about conflicts too. And the issue, again, is the industry is, it's more in a sense that everyone does, you know, it is one of those areas where a lot of people can be conflicted. So that's an issue we're looking at. I've got a lot of proposals in front of me, so I'm looking at how we can change it to make sure that, again, we have more transparency and a better outcome in relation to the members on those committees.
Well, when we're talking, sorry, folks, my guest is the Planning Minister, Rita Sappiotti, and we're talking about the DAP process. If we talk about true transparency, you know, if you're able to reassure us that these five-member panels with three from outside council are actually doing a really fine job, do we even know the value of developments that have been approved by DAP? Because obviously it would be in the billions and billions, I would think, by now.
I'm not sure whether that's high, but the figures are there, so I don't have them in front of me, and I can get them to your show this morning. But, you know, look, it is significant. As I said, there's two parts here. There's the overall planning, the strategic planning for the area, and then there's a specific project for... And I think we look at both parts, as I said. I think, again, when we purchase homes or when we live in homes, sometimes we don't, and of course most of us don't, know what's happening around us, what is permissible, what's allowable. And so there's two parts of this, and that's why we need to make planning a little bit clearer and more transparent for everyone involved.
I sense people would like it a lot clearer and a lot more transparent. So can we go back to the voice of a ratepayer? Her name's Jenny,
yep.
Jackie, I beg your pardon. And Jackie lives in the side street into which those trucks will turn 24 hours a day after using that new service station on Great Eastern Highway, the one where the mayor says there are seven of them, why do we need more? And she says the process of having her complaint heard was cumbersome and difficult, and at best she would have been granted 5 minutes on the night to make her case. Here's her observation to you.
I believe that legislation and acts and guidelines should be there to make it fair and even and reasonable for all of us taxpayers and residents to get fair outcomes. Does she believe that should be the case too? Because it's not happening.
There's the question.
Yeah, look, as I said, I think definitely consultation, people want to be heard, in particular when it's affecting their lifestyle and where they live. So they're key points that we're trying to take up. People want it to make sure that their concerns are generally heard as part of this process, and that's what we're going to try and make happen.
And that begins with an online map which informs people about plans that might be on their way, but you will also look at the makeup of the DAP and concerns by a lot of councils about being sidelined here? Is everyone going to hear, get a fair hearing here?
Yeah, well, look, in particular on the consultation, it's been put to me that the level at the time of consultation for residents to, you know, to raise issues or to be informed is very limited. So again, it's all these components, making sure people are aware, first of all, that people are aware of what's happening, aware of what's happening in their schemes, aware of what's happening in relation to an application, and an ability to have their views heard. They're the key things where we want to see improved.
Thank you very much. We'll talk to you when there's an update in the situation.
Thank you.
Rita Sappiotti is the Planning Minister.
Be part of the conversation.